G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, says, "Love does not envy." It is a hard verse to put into practice at all times. As a divorced woman, I find it hard sometimes not to envy those people who have someone with whom to share their lives. Someone to cuddle up next to on the sofa. Someone to share how each day has been. Someone to care about me. Of course I have family and friends who love me dearly, but they have busy lives and don't have the time always to listen when I need to talk. I don't work at the moment, so money isn't in abundance. So occasionally I envy my sisters who are both very high earners and can buy what they want, when they want. Or I walk past a huge rambling house in the country and think, wouldn't it be nice to live there? Mark 7, verse 21-23, mentions envy amongst a list of evils, including murder. It states, "For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person." Romans 1 verse 29 also has envy included in a list of types of depravity. This list too includes murder. "They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice." So evidently envy isn't to be regarded as a minor sin. Proverbs 14 verse 30 tells us, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." In his letter to the Philippians, in chapter 4 and verse 12, Paul says he has learnt the secret of being content at all times, whether in times of want or times of plenty. The secret, I believe, is in knowing God our Father intimately. The more we know God, the easier it is to trust him, that he knows what's best for us. The next time you find yourself envying someone, try to think of something to thank God for, or just praise him for who he is.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.